Praise the name of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. 1 Peter chapter 4. Father, I release myself to you. Let there be testimonies this morning. Let lives be transformed. Let your name be glorified. Whatever I speak, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you amplify it in the ears of the hearers. In the name of Jesus, let burdens be removed in this service. Let yokes be destroyed. Lord, let the anointing coming today create solution. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Can I hear your amen if you are there? Amen. Amen. Okay, now 1 Peter 4:12, it said, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Verse 13, "But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." Hallelujah. And then when you read from the Living Translations, it said, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing the glory when it is revealed to all the world." I pray this morning in the name of Jesus that your challenges will turn to testimonies. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm speaking to us this morning. It's a three-part series, but I'm only going to take one part, and then you've got a book I will leave behind. For those who pick it, they can continue the other part, and then the Holy Spirit will finish it for you. There is an issue that is common to everyone, and that is called challenges. But here, the Bible says, don't consider it a strange thing. Dear friends, don't consider it a strange thing at all. You are either in a trial presently, or you have just come out of one, or you are about to enter into another one. And I believe that when we listen to the Spirit of God, we are going to receive courage and be fired up to know how to deal with our challenges. Hallelujah. Now, what are challenges? Ask your neighbor, what are challenges? Now, from my book here, I define challenges. What is a challenge? A challenge is when someone faces something new and difficult, which requires great effort and determination to deal with. A challenge is when someone faces something new and difficult, which requires great effort and determination to overcome. Hallelujah. And then all over there, you see different forms of challenges. Now, today, we're going to be looking at different things. There are a few things you need to know about challenges. Okay? Number one, if you go to Acts chapter 10, verse 34, the Bible says, "God is no respecter of persons." But in every nation, and Acts chapter 10, verse 34, God is no respecter of persons. The first thing I want you to know about challenges of life is that challenges of life are no respecter of persons. There are people that sometimes wonder, why am I going through this? Challenges of life will come at you whether you are educated or you are an illiterate. Challenges of life will come at you whether you are slim or you are fat. Challenges of life will come at you whether you live in the U.S. or you live in the Caribbean. Challenges of life are no respecter of persons. It doesn't matter what name you bear. Challenges of life will locate you wherever you are. Can I tell you this? When you are a student, you have your challenges, but your teachers also have challenges. that students have challenges the same way lecturers have challenges. Is somebody following me? Now, if you are a patient, you have your own health challenges. But the doctor that is treating you also has got his own challenges. Is somebody following me? The buyer has challenges, likewise the sellers. So in life, there are no challenge-free zone in this life. Wherever you turn to, there are challenges. Number two, can we see 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 to 13? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 to 13. Yea, and all that we live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer what? Persecution. The number two thing I want you to know is this, people of God. The challenges of life will come at you whether you live godly or not. There are people that sometimes they feel that every time they face a challenge, they have missed it with God. Not necessarily. He said, yea, they that live godly, did you see it there? Shall face what? They shall suffer persecutions. For serving God extraordinarily, there are certain extraordinary challenges you will face. Go and check all through the scriptures. For everyone that choose to stand out in any area of life, there are peculiar challenges they had to face. The Bible talks about Elkanah, who was a righteous man, yet he faced the challenge of barrenness. Are you listening to me, people of God? This morning, whatever challenges you are going through right now is going to end in testimony in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. So let me give us one more and then we move on. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. The Bible says in Luke 12, 48 that to whom much is given, much is also, much is what? To whom much is given, much is also expected. Now listen to me, what does that mean to you and I when it comes to the challenges of life? The size of the challenges you are faced with is a picture of the size of the future God already prepared for you. The size of the challenges you are faced with is a picture. Now, one of the things we need to do if we are going to overcome the challenges of life is that you need to start seeing things from God's viewpoint. Are you listening to me? Now, when God sees the whole world formless, shapeless, God suddenly saw that what an opportunity to create light in the whole world. So when you see a situation that is confronting you and it's so difficult, pause a minute and tell yourself, to whom much is given, much is also expected. It's telling me that something big is coming my way. I'm saying to you in the name of Jesus, that big challenge is going to lead to a big testimony. That strange trial in your life is going to bring forth a supernatural turnaround. In the name of Jesus. The size of the challenges of life that comes at you is a picture of the size of the future already prepared for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it said, there is no temptation that will ever come your way beyond that which is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. But with every temptation, God will make a way of escape. Now, hear me, people of God, whether it's a marital challenge, whether it's a health challenge, whether it's a financial challenge, whether it's a residency challenge, God knows the way out of every challenge. So, every time you are faced with challenges of life, the first thing that should be settled inside your heart is that there's a way out. It is ungodly for you to be confronted with any challenge and think there is no way out. It is anti-God. It is anti-God. It is against the scripture. For with every temptation, he will make a way of escape. Tell your neighbor there is a way out of your challenges. Now tell yourself, there is a way out of my present challenges. Are you getting me, people of God? Now, I have seen situations in life that I can't figure out how the way out will show up. But one thing I stick with is, if God says there is a way out, then there's a way out. I have seen people that the medical science certified as people that cannot bear children. Now, I don't know how many of you are here. You have come across that book called Supernatural Childbirth, written by Jackie Mize. Jackie Mize is an American. That was the book we used when we got married. Jackie Mize is an American. And when the husband proposed to her, she's already certified at that time that she could never bear any child. And she announced to the husband and said, honey, thank you for accepting to marry me, but I want you to know this, that I'm never going to be able to bear any child. But thank God for a godly husband. The husband now said, who said it? Ask your neighbor, who said it? Because if it's a man that has said it, it is reversible. If it is science and technology that has said it, it is reversible. But if it is God that has said it, you cannot change it. So now, Jackie Mize told the husband that God didn't say it. It's actually a laboratory result that said it. The husband said, I'll show you from this word that it can be reversed. That an employer sent you out of work does not mean you are eternally jobless. Are you listening to me, people of God? So there is a way out of every challenge of life. Now, if you are going to overcome the challenges of life, there are a few other things you need to know. What are your options against challenges? We are running now. Hallelujah. What are your options against challenges? Say, Lord, help me. Say with me, I see a way out of every challenge. You may want to note this down. A challenge is also a task or situation that tests someone's abilities or strength. A challenge can also represent a trial, a temptation, or a persecution. A challenge can represent a trial, a temptation, or a persecution. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God has said there is a way out of your challenges. I push you into that way out. I command that way out to manifest in your life. I command you to experience that way out. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. There are things you cannot figure out that God knows about. When God says there is a way out, do you remember that in the Bible, there was a time the children of Israel were crying to Moses? They said, is it that we didn't have enough grave in Egypt that you have brought us to this place, that what we are eating is this manna? We cannot find meat to eat. And now, no one could figure out how God will bring meat. But did he bring it? And quails began to drop. People of God, one of the assignments I have this morning is to change your mindset. Stop thinking that there is no way out. Stop thinking there is no way out. Are you getting what I'm saying? Many years ago, the reason why I am standing in front of you today is because one of my best scriptures is that 1 Corinthians 10:13. There is never anything you will face that there is no way out. In fact, the Bible says, behold, I lay before you life and death. There is never a time any man in Christ will be confronted with death that there's no option of life by the side. You only need to look a little closer, like Ellen Baylor said. If you look a little closer, inside that difficult situation, your child is on drug, your husband is going through certain things, there is a way out that God can suddenly turn, and then you are going to say, turn around. Is somebody following me this morning? Can I hear you say, I see a way out? Now, talking about challenges there, I said it that one morning I was dressed like this. That was in, year 2000. I was dressed like this and ready to go to the church. In fact, as our overseer, Pastor Lumide Emmanuel, was not around, was outside the country, was in the UK, and I was supposed to minister. And as I stepped out of our house in Lagos, Nigeria, with two young little babies, my wife was going to come for second service. As I stepped out, I was confronted with men, three guys, pointing gun at me. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, what is the way out? I can't explain the way out. But what I can tell you is, if you look at my hand now, from that time, I carry a gunshot wound, but I'm alive. Somebody say I'm alive. Now, listen to me. My neighbor that they came for, they were assassin. My neighbor that they came for, they eliminated him that same morning. And they fired several shots at me, but the scriptures cannot be broken. If you see life before, beside that death that is confronting you, God has to make a way out. If you can see prosperity in the midst of your lack, God will have to make a way. So God needs the cooperation of your mindset. If you can change, that's why he said, as he thinketh in his heart, so he say. Those who see no way out of their present challenges will regrettably find out that there will be no way out. But those who see way out of their present challenges will experience the testimony of a way out. Are you listening to me? No matter the challenges, there's a way out. Somebody say there's a way out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now let me run through this quickly. You need to have this. Others you can pick from the book. There's an anointing being released now. Whatever is the challenge you are facing through, at the time we are going to stand up and begin to worship, and you are going to see miracles taking place. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Now take note of the following. What are the options you have against challenges? Number one, you can choose to run away from the challenges of your life. I don't advise that. That is what some people do. You are people who run away from challenges. Do you know what? When you choose to run away from the challenges of life, you rob yourself and others of the joy of testimonies. Now, in the early 1900s, do you know it was a great challenge to put a metal object in the air? It was a great challenge. The Wright brothers kept inventing. And finally, they agreed with the word of God that there is a way out. And one day, they got a breakthrough. They didn't run away. Some gave up. Some engineers gave up. Aeronautical engineers. But this guy kept at it. Somebody said, keep at it. So people of God, I advise you, don't run away from the challenges of life. When you see big tasks, go after it. Every Israelite was running away at the sound of the voice of Goliath. David said, I'm going to go for it. Because David knew that the bigger your challenges, the bigger the opportunity. The bigger your challenges, the bigger the likelihood of testimonies. Is somebody following me this morning? So the option is somebody can choose to run away from the challenges of his life. Your potentials can never be discovered if you run away from challenges. If you run away from challenges, there are certain things buried in you that it is the heat of challenges that will cause it to spring forth. Are you getting me? Number two, you can choose to pretend that the challenges are not there and ignore them. Yeah, people who are like that. They lost their job, they do nothing about it, they just keep sleeping. Whatever will be, there's nothing like that. Every object assumes the state of stagnancy until a force is applied. This morning you will confront your challenges and there will be a way out in the name of Jesus. You can also choose to blame someone for the challenges you are going through. Some people are masters at doing that. Adam, Adam, where are thou? Have you eaten the fruit that I said you should not touch? It is the wife you gave me. Is that the answer? Stop blaming people. Why did you fail this course, the lecturer? But when you pass the course, are you listening to me? If you blame others for your challenges, you are postponing your testimony. So you are people who delight in doing that. There are people who are going through marital challenges, and do you know where they put the blame? Woman of God, they are blaming their pastor. Say, I brought this fiancé to my pastor, and my pastor said, go ahead. You can't blame your pastor. It was your choice. It was your choice. Are you listening to me? You cannot blame your employer for retrenchment. Is your employer going to blame the federal government? Say with me, I see a way out of every challenge that I'm going through. I see a way out. Now let me run through this in 5 minutes. Why do we have challenges? You have that and all forms of examples here. Why do you have challenges? Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs 24, 10. Why do we have challenges? Why do challenges come? The Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, it means that what? Your strength is small. Number one, why do challenges come? Challenges come to test your level of strength and capacity. It is challenges that reveal the true depth of the capacity you have. There are things you think you can handle, but when God brings a challenge to guide you to the testimony you are looking for, suddenly you see that you don't have the capacity to handle it. Are you listening to me? So God never allows a challenge to come except he says that this can make you to grow capacity. Somebody say grow capacity. Come, somebody say grow capacity. There are financial breakthroughs you are asking God to give you in this land, but God is going to present them through challenges. One day, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm tired of this level of clients that I've been having. I need multi-million naira clients that will pay our firm multiples of millions. Do you know God answered the prayers? Amen? Ask me, how did he answer? Okay. Now, at that time, we deposited for a house of our own in a beautiful estate. And then we had some money to balance. At the time they wrote us twice, we couldn't balance. That was a challenge. And at the end of it all, we were unable to get the money to pay. So what happened? It now means that the owners of the property sent us a letter that the deposit we paid has been forfeited. They are going to give us another property in a lesser, you know, environment. And we had invested at that time. Are you listening to me, people of God? I went to God. I began. This, my wife went to that property one day. They had already taken over, and another key was there. We couldn't enter. But now, it was because of that situation that I had to say, please, can I meet the owner of this company? And in the course of meeting the owner, it was very difficult to meet the owner. Finally, God made a way. I met the owner. God will make a way for you. Now, remember, God was testing my capacity for allowing that challenge to come. It was testing my capacity. Now, whether the prayer I was praying, whether I really had the capacity to handle it. Remember, God's ways are not your ways. When you ask him for something, he will bring the answer, but the answer won't come the way you want him to bring it. So it was business expansion I asked for. Then why did I have this situation that I couldn't pay? So what happened at the end of the day? Finally, God made a way. I met the owner of the business. And the owner of the business told me, he said, Segun, we can't do anything again. He said, the reason why we wrote you the first time, the second time, was because this company is owing banks billions of naira. And it is because of people like you who are yet to pay on time that is why we are unable, that's why we are defaulting in our loan repayment obligations. And because we are defaulting, we are exposed to penal clauses, penalties. So we can't help you. Now, the Spirit of God just moved my heart, and I said, sir, if you owe banks a lot of money, one of the services that our company, Rich Consulting Limited, handles, renders, is actually a forensic audit exercise called Bank Charges Review and Recovery Exercise. I said, we could help you check if the bank has overcharged you, and then we are going to find out, process it, and make recoveries for you. People of God, I just dropped that seed there. Somebody said, drop the seed. Without that challenge, I would never have needed to meet the CEO. Without that challenge, I won't know the financial challenges there. Are you saying that God is testing capacity? Now, start looking at your challenge in a different way. There is something about your capacity that God is testing. Now, can I tell you this? The highest single fee we have gotten from any single assignment came from that. I was in the UK about 4 years ago when the man called me. I said, Shegu, I'm trying to reach you. Where are you? I said, I'm in England, sir. I'm on vacation. And he said, that assignment you mentioned, can you see me about it? Yes, I'll be back in a few weeks. I will see you. We finished the assignment. It took about 2.5 years. Now, listen to me, people of God. The amount of money we got from there was the first time I was able to pay tithe in millions in Naira. Somebody say capacity. Is somebody following me? Now, you've got to get the book to get the other G's. Let me tell us, what are the ways? What are the ways out of our challenges because of our time? Way out of our challenges. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, show me the way. Lord, show me the way. Hallelujah. I see a way out of your challenges. I see a way out of your challenges. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. If you want to deal with the challenges of life, the first thing you need to know is this. You need to form an unbreakable alliance with God. It is risky to face challenges of life on your own. It is suicidal. There are things you will face in this life. Even when your employer wants to help you, they don't know the way out. There are things you will face in this life. People of God, nobody has any way out except God. Is someone following me? So, it means that in the challenges of life, you need to form an unbreakable alliance. Somebody say unbreakable alliance. Number 2, Mark chapter 11, verse 23 to 24. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he. Now listen to me. If you want to overcome the challenges of life, the first thing is to have an unbreakable alliance with God. Don't keep away from church. Don't run away from church. The second key is watch what you say in the heat of your challenges. He shall have whatsoever he says. Words are spiritual seeds. Where you are today is a combination of the seeds of the word you have sown yesterday. There is a way you can finish your groceries with the words of your mouth. It's a matter of time. You wake up one day and you won't find any grocery again. There is a way you can make your health to run dry by the words you say. So the Bible says here, it said, he shall have whatsoever you say. I said to you this morning, every wrong word you have spoken, I cancel them in Jesus' name. Amen. Say with me, every negative word. Every wrong word that I have spoken, working against my destiny, this morning, I reverse them. I cancel them. I nullify their power. I give you 30 seconds to do that right now. There are many words you have spoken, working against your health recovery, working against your academic admission, working against your residency, working against your family life. Stop calling your husband stubborn. Stop saying she will never change. He will never change. Every word I have spoken, working against my destiny, I reverse them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So watch what you say. Never speak words that reinforce the challenges. Never say there is no way to come out of any challenge. Keep your mouth shut when you don't have the right words to say. Are you listening to me? Fine. Two more points I give us. Two more points. How do you overcome the challenges of life? Number two, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Thank you. The Bible says here, two are better than one. Can we read together? One, two, three, go. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. If you are going to overcome the challenges of life, learn to surround yourself with positive relationships. Positive relationships always, and seek for counseling about your challenges. The Bible says there is safety in the multitude of counsels. Many times we stand alone and we get destroyed. Many times we have people of solution around us, but because we are keeping ourselves to what we are going through, then we can't get the solution. I said two are better than one. That means you don't have to talk to people. There are people around you, they can't do anything about your situation. You don't have to keep telling everybody about what you are going through, but surround yourself with positive relationships. Because of my time, finally, if you are going to overcome the challenges of life, Psalm 149 verse 1. Psalm 149 verse 1, because of my time. He said, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the assembly of the saints. If you are going to come out of your challenges victoriously, you need to learn to take advantage of the power to lift burdens, resident in worship and anointed song. You must learn to take advantage. Listen to me, people of God. There are songs that comes your way, and then you just begin to see a way out of where there's no way. Are you getting me? I don't know if you have listened to Sinaj that said, all things are possible when we call on his name. I don't know if you have heard of Domwe that says, God, we make our way where there seems to be. Let's all rise up on our feet. As we sing that song, some burdens are about to be removed now. Choir, please help us. He will make our way for all. Oh, he will be our guide. Hold me closely to. Yes, yes, yes. Take advantage of the power to lift bodies, resident in worship and anointed song. Oh, he will make our way. He will make. God will make our way.